Kartik, October 21st, Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Lord Chaitanya is traveling with Balabhadra, his servant, in the forest of Jharkhand, and he's preaching to the animals. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati instructed his preachers that went to an engagement where very few or no one attended. And he said, even if no one attends your pandal, or your preaching function, then preach to the four walls. So by this statement, he's implying that even insentient, immovable objects like walls can benefit by Shabda Brahman. Harikatha. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is the veritable example of that principle. As he told Korma Brahman in South India, Yare deke tare kaha Krishna upadesh amara agyan guru hanatale desh. Gauranga instructed the Brahman from Korma Kshetra in South India to wherever you go, here, there, wherever you go, whomever you see, tell them about Krishna. So in that statement, you may think it applies only to human beings. Whoever means whoever jiva. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is walking his talk. He's telling him, wherever you go, whomever you meet, tell them to chant Hare Krishna. So what did Lord Gauranga do when he entered the forest? Who did he meet? Tigers, elephants, deer. And what did he tell them? Be nice or what? Be nice, don't bite me. Be nice, don't bite me. Nice, nice dog, nice dog, nice dog. He said, no, Bolo Krishna, Bolo Krishna, Bolo Krishna. And all the tigers chanted. So this means by this Leela, he was displaying his mystic power. Aishwarya Vibhuti, making even tigers. Such power has God. And such power, God's power is His Shakti. His Shakti is Radharani. Kali Kalera Dharma, Nam Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti, Bhine Nahi Tara Parvartan. Without Krishna Shakti, no one can convince anyone to chant Hare Krishna. Not even an animal-like man, or a tiger-like man, or an elephant-like man. Elephant represents pride. The elephant of pride, which you see in front of, there's all these dioramas and the entrance ways to go to Gaudiya temples in Navadvip, and they have a lion fighting an elephant. The lion is Nisinga Guru, Guruvani, and the elephant represents Hankar. So at the gate, the words of Guru, Guruvani, should annihilate your Hankar, the elephant of your Hankar, before you enter this temple that have darshan of Gauranitai or Radha Krishna, etc. You see that you must have seen there's an elephant and a lion and an elephant fighting at the entranceway. So he's preaching by this example. He's preaching. So we see a dog, we see a squirrel. Hey, squirrel, Bolo, Krishna, Krishna, dog, Hare Krishna, Radhe Radhe. And someone will say, oh, you're crazy, you Ruski Brahmachar, you're crazy. Why are you telling the dog to chant Hare Krishna? You're crazy. Somebody made you crazy, shave your head. Now you're trying to make that nice dog. At least let him be a nice dog. You're kind of crazy. No, I'm simply following my crazy lord. My crazy lord Gauranga told the lions, you chant Hare Krishna. So a lion, I'm not a sannyasi. I'm not that fearless. And my guru didn't tell me to preach in the forest. He told me to preach in the forest of Moscow. Preach in the forest of Berlin and New York is another kind of forest. It's called the asphalt jungle. Asphalt. Asphalt means it's black. Macadam. It's called asphalt in America. The roadway, where all the roads are. There's no asphalt in the jungle. But where you have animals living in a city, tigers and snakes, so many snakes, envious snakes in the city, so many tigers, so many crocodiles. Mayavadis are crocodiles, and snakes are the envious people. And the tigers are the lusty men and women. And the elephants are the proud and puffed up rulers and aristocratic people. So all these elephants are there in the city, along with the tigers and the snakes. Deer, not too many. But so then that's an asphalt jungle. So we're following the divine command of our Supreme Lord. Yare deke tare ka Krishna Upadesh. Instruction of Krishna Upadesh. I am a Shakti. I'm a preaching Shakti. I'm Krishna Kripamurti, Mahaprabhu. I'm carrying the message of Krishna to all the people in South India in the form of the Yugalavatar, Radha Krishna Yugalavatar, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. I'm telling the message of Krishna. Krishna says in the Gita, Satatam Kirtiyanto Mam. Satatam Kirtiyanto Mam. Always chant my name, Mam Kirtan, Krishna Kirtan. So I'm saying Krishna. I'm not saying chant Gauranga. Chant Mayavadi, Mayavadi, Mayavadi. Like the modern politicians. Chant my name. Make statues and figurines of me. So following the Lord's instructions, this is called Anusharan. Anusharan means following his example of his teaching. We can't do imitation, Anukaran. We can't imitate the Leela and go in the forest and preach to a tiger. But because we're afraid. We're afraid to preach to a tiger. Naturally so. But are we afraid to preach to a dog? Are you afraid to preach to a squirrel, a bird, a crow? Oh, that's stupid. That's silly. Okay. And don't be a Gaudiya Vaishnava, because you aren't. Because you don't represent Radharani. Oh, Radharani, Jai Radharani. You have no Karuna. If Radharani's in your heart, that means Karuna's in your heart. Karuna mai Radha ki? No, this is the command of the Lord to preach wherever you go. Yare deke tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Wherever you go. Well, I walked in on the grove on Parikrama. I saw a monkey. Hey, Bandur, Bolo, Krishna, Krishna. He steals your bananas and runs away. First give me some pranami, then I'll chant. So the Leela goes on. We left off with a love scene. The electricity went out, because it's India, electricity goes out. And we're in the middle of an incredibly amazing, magical love scene. And all of a sudden, psh, oh, and everybody in India in the neighborhoods, oh, what's going to happen? So what was that love scene? There was kissing, dancing. It's very intimate, confidential, X-rated, adults only. The tiger and the deer were kissing each other. That's how we left off. And Lord Chaitanya was laughing to see the love being rolling on. Kutuka dekhiya prabhu hasite lagila tasabake tahan chadi age chali gela. When Mahaprabhu saw all this fun, he began to smile. Finally, he left and left the animals and continued on his way. Mayurari pakshigan prabhure dekhiya sange chale Krishna bali nache mattahana. Various birds, including peacock, mayur, saw Mahaprabhu and began following him, chanting and dancing. They were all maddened by the holy name of Krishna. Nache Matahan, Krishna Bali. Hari Bolo Bali Prabhu, Kali Uchadhwani, Brikshalata Prafulita, Sehidwani Shuni. When Gauranga loudly chanted, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, the trees and creepers became very jubilant to hear him. Prafulita. Brikshalata. Prabhupada's purport. The loud chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful. Loud. Uchaisik japa. So when we go in Harinam Sankirtan, we take amplifiers and microphones. We want to blast off. The karmis, the representatives of Maya. The karmis are Maya's representative. They hire a bullock cart for 1,000 rupees or 500 rupees. and they rent speakers and a 1,000-watt amplifier, and they put cinema songs on there, mundane sex music, cinema songs. And then they take their clan and their parivar and they do Giraj Prikma. That's very good for them to benefit by the Prikma, but they're poisoning everybody else. Your benefit is our poison. What is our benefit in your Prikama? You're doing Prikama, it's very nice. Why are you poisoning our ears with all your lusty cinema songs? And it's like, goes like this. The man says, oh, but I love you so much. And she says, I love you too. But why don't you express it?
Because I'm afraid.
You know, so it's, you know, there's woman's high-pitched voice. You know, you've been here. You hear that's Indian songs always duet. The man goes, ho, 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 ho. And she goes, hee, hee, hee. That's all Maya Kata, Maya Dwani. It's Maya Dwani. And they go all around. You know, I'm sitting here, you know, 200 meters from the Prikama Marg, literally. And the guy is in Mahapuru Temple with his cinema songs, and I hear it. That's how loud Maya's kirtan is. Ati, 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 uchai. Super loud. So people say, oh, why you have such a loud amplifier? There's nothing. I want 10 amplifiers. Is it false ego? No, I'm not even leading the kirtan. On a rare, unfortunate occasion, when it's just Amay and I, he leads and I lead. And that was the first, we've been here together 7 years giving these classes. It was two of us going out in Harinam because we were determined to broadcast the holy name. We had no speaker. And the first speaker I got was 5 watts. A little thing you put around your waist. With a belt. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Then it went to 30 watts. Then it went 56 watts. Now it's 180. Prabhupada said you should always double it. Your Sankirtan should always double. Twice as much book distribution. Twice as much Harinam. Why 2 hours a day kirtan in a temple? It should be 10 hours a day. Akanda kirtan. 24 hours. Every temple, Akanda kirtan. Harinam, Sankirtan, Akanda kirtan ki. So that means if you're singing, you should sing louder. If you're singing for 1 hour, you should do kirtan for 2 hours. If you're not singing very loudly, you should sing more loudly. If you only have a crappy 50-watt amplifier, you should get a 100-watt amplifier. And then next year, double it. So next year, 360. Oh, it's so loud, it's so loud. Oh, stop. No, make it louder. And we said, oh, Maharaj, they're hurting their ears. Good. Let their ears blow off. Let them die. I want them so loud they die on the spot. Oh, Hare Krishna! And I just go around liberating everybody. Go down the street with the loudest sound system in town. And everyone just dies on the side. Be a benefit. Better you're dead. Better you're dead than you live. Every time you live, you eat cows and you eat goats and chickens and drink whiskey. What's your value of your life? Better you're dead. At least you can die remembering my sound system. Mahabhu's movement is preaching. Preaching and relishing ras. Relishing Radharas Sudaniti and preaching Nam Sankirtan. This is it. The Radharani and Krishna combined. Gauranga. The inner heart of Gauranga is Radharas Sudaniti. Radharas Sudaniti. This is the inner heart of Gauranga. And his outer expression is Karuna, Radharani's Karuna. By giving a holy name, which is imbued with Radharas. This is the thing. Gauranga's distribution of the holy name is imbued with Radharas, and Radharas means Radharani's Rupam. Nam Chintamani Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Her Rupam is there. And because the name is full of Radharas Sudha, Nidhi, Sudha, then all of her Shakti is there. So when Gauranga chants the Maha Mantra imbued with all of Radharani Shakti, that is Krishna Shakti Vini Nahitara Pravartan. That Shakti, Kali Kalara Dharma Nama Sankirtan, that Shakti spreads the Sankirtan movement in the Kali Yuga. And that's why Gauranga Mahaprabhu preached Radha Dasyam. Serve Radharani and Gopi Bhav, Manjari Bhav, Vrindavan Bhav. Okay, you're a Sakha. Okay, well, you can come too. If you're interested in Sakha Bhav, you come with us. And you learn about the intense love of the Gopis. And you just turn it down to volume number 8 and be a Sakha. When your love is turned up to volume 10, you're a Manjari. Turn it 8, okay, you're a Sakka. 9, you're mother and father. The fullest intensity of the love, loving dedication is in the gopis of Braj. And this is what he's teaching. So bhakti shriyam, my, the beauty of my own bhakti. There's nothing but this. Everywhere it's telling. So this means there's something deeply being expressed here. What is the quality of the Nam Sankirtan? What is the inner source? The source, they say source of outsourcing or something like that. Outsourcing. We have to insource. We have to insource Radha Shakti, Radha's Kripa. And then that comes out. And that's what makes tigers dance. Radharani making the tiger dance, not Lord Gauranga. Her Shakti. Sarva Shakti Mai Radha Ki. Gauranga's the full empowerment of Radha and Krishna. Rasaraj Krishna. And Rasamayi Radha. Mahabhava Swarupini Radha. The trees and creepers are so happy to hear him chant Hari Bol. But if we chant Hari Krishna, But the latas and creepers are happy. The loud chanting of Hari Krishna mantra is so powerful that it can penetrate the ears of trees and creepers. You see the ears on that tree? Can't make it out today. yesterday I saw it. Tree has ears. The creepers have ears. Because they're alive. If you're alive, you have consciousness. Consciousness means perception. However you perceive, you perceive. When you're dreaming, do you have ears? Are your ears active in your dream? Are your eyes active in your dream when you're dreaming? Is your nose? Yes. You're seeing, smelling. But all those external senses are closed up. So that means you have no eyes. In the dream world, mental world, there's no eyes, so you have no eyes. There's no ears, so you have no ears. There's no nose, so you have no nose. So the tree has no apparent ears, nose, etc. And neither do you when you're dreaming. Because you have consciousness, you have mind. So there's consciousness there, subdued, covered consciousness. Avachitta chit. So there's subdued consciousness there. But you hear through consciousness. You hear through the mind. There's minute mind there and a very small expression of free will. Mind, you can express free will, some limited free will according to your destiny. So how does the tree express its mind and its free will? I'm a tree. My branch wants to go this branch is going so far this way. And then the opposite side, the other branch wants to go this way. Then it sees a wall. Oh, there's a wall. So I have to express my mind and my free will. I have to make a choice. So I go like this. You ever seen? That's magic. That's called consciousness. So therefore they can hear. If you're hearing in your dreams, which you do, and you smell in your dreams, which you do, put a clothespin on your nose. Go to sleep. A clothespin, you call it. Pin or whatever you call it in India. I don't know, clothespin. So you can't smell anything, but you're smelling pizza in your dream. Pizza. And you wake up. Wow, that was a nice dream. I had to go get a pizza. Personally, I don't like pizza. If somebody offers it to me, I say, "Can you?" I go to Indian's house and they say, "Marge, a special night. You know, you'll be really happy. We're making pizza and this and that, all vegetarian." I said, "Oh, can you make rice dal, something nice?" Jari kande stavara. Stavara jangama ache jata Krishna nama dia kaila premete unmata. All the living entities in the forest of Jarikan, some moving and some standing still, became mad by hearing the holy name of Krishna, vibrated by Mahaprabhu. The loud chanting of Hare Krishna mantra is so powerful that it can even penetrate the ears. Of trees and creepers, what to speak of those animals and human beings. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once asked Haridas Thakur how trees and plants could be delivered. And Haridas Thakur replied that the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra would benefit not only trees and plants, but insects and all other living entities. One should, therefore, not be disturbed by the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. For it is beneficial not only to the chanter, but to everyone who gets an opportunity to hear. So let's think about that. It's beneficial to the insects and the lattes and the creepers. And you're going down the street, oh, it's too loud, too loud, we can't bear it. I don't care. I have to liberate the insects in your house. I have to liberate the cockroaches in your kitchen. And if I don't chant loud enough, it won't get through the wall, because your kitchen is back there. It has to get through the wall, go through the living room, go through the dining room, bedroom, and get to the kitchen where the cockroaches are, so I can liberate them so they can hear the holy name. Oh, you guys are really cracked. I thought you were half cracked. This is what the purport is saying, and that's what Mahaprabhu is doing practically. It's theory and practice. This is a theory and a practical example. It's Gauranga's very life. He became mad by hearing the vibration of Mahaprabhu. Jai Gramadiya Jana Jahan Karain Stiti Se Sabha Gramer Lokir Haya Prema Bhakti. In all the villages through which Gauranga passed, in every place, he rested on his journey, wherever he went, and walked and rested. Everyone was purified and awakened to ecstatic love. Well, that's his mission. He's the Prem Avatar. Prem Avatar. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. So he went from village to village, Prithiviti Achiya Nagaradigram. He himself went as many villages as he could cover during his preaching mission. And he gave out the mercy, distributed Prema Bhakti through the means of Nam Sankirtan. And let me give some details here how it went about. The details of how he did that we'll discuss tomorrow. Exactly how did he do it? How did he spread it? As he went from village to village, how did the holy name move from person to person, place to place? Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki. Yeah.